Hey there, conductors. If you've ever felt that you're not quite sure what to do next when you're studying a score, maybe you don't even know where to start with a difficult piece, maybe you study one piece too much and then you realize at the first rehearsal that you don't know another one well enough, or maybe you're a new conductor and you don't know what score study is, I'm excited to share that I'm finally publishing and sharing my score study checklist. I've been refining this for 12 years now, and I'm so excited to share it. It is going to walk you through my structure, my process to make sure that I learn every score that I need to learn well enough and so that nothing falls through the cracks. So it covers everything that you need to know. There's a link in the show notes. Go ahead and click it, sign up, and you'll get that score study checklist sent right to your email. You'll also get access to an 8-minute video of me explaining what each section is and how I use it to organize all the music that I need to learn. It's only 8 minutes, so it's not going to take you a whole hour to learn how to study better, how to put up a process for your score study, and how to make sure that nothing is falling through the cracks. So again, click the link in the show notes, and I hope to see you soon. Now, please enjoy this episode of Podium Time. Now we're on take 3, or 4, I can't remember.
Attempting to record.
Yeah, attempting to record. So today we're recording the end of the year special for Podium Time. Season 4 is over. 2020 is almost over.
Thank God.
It's been an interesting year for everyone. So we are just going to be here to recap some of the episodes, some of the highlights, and share some cool news. So also, if you're listening to the podcast feed, head over to YouTube because this is going to be a little video example as well. So season 4 is over. Season 5 is starting. Episode 100 is coming soon. And that's going to be a big ball. We can talk about that a little bit later. And we're going to go through some of our episodes, share some of our favorites from this year, and make some announcements. So, Luke, should we get started before the dogs start making noise on both sides of our computers?
Sure. Are we ignoring Chris Sarah, or is she a dog too?
No. She's wrapping presents. And apparently I found out this morning that my dog drinks her water too fast for Luke's comfort. Okay.
We're getting distracted already.
We gotta knock this out. We gotta get going before the dogs start going crazy again. So this year we released 34 episodes of Podium Time, which is a lot. You'll notice that's more than one every 2 weeks because we got such a backlog releasing every 2 weeks that I had to like just crank out, and for a couple months we were releasing every single week, which was exhausting. But now that I'm like going back to every other week, I don't know how the hell I did every week for months. I mean, whew, it's a lot of work. Anyway, so yeah, 34 episodes. Some weird stuff happened with the numbers of downloads this year. Before 2020, we were getting a good 500-600 downloads per episode. And then in like April, May, it dropped down to like 400. And then June, it dropped down to 300. And then like from June on, we've only gotten like maybe 250 is the most listens per episode. So I was looking at the numbers and I was kind of worried. I was like, is anyone listening anymore? I mean, clearly some people are, but those 200 numbers feel real, like even like 150 feels real small compared to like the 500 or 600 we were getting for each episode. So I did the math of how many actual total downloads we got. So in 2018, as the entire year, we got about 4,000 downloads. In 2019, the entire year, we got about 11,000 downloads. By the end of 2020, so 4,000 plus 11,000 is about 15,000, right? By the end of 2020, we have a total of 31,000 downloads, which means we doubled our numbers over 2020. It doesn't feel like it. But over those 34 episodes, we got about 10,000, and then we had about 5,500, 5,600 downloads from previous episodes. So even though it feels like, you know, we're releasing a lot of episodes, they're getting fewer listens per episode, but we still doubled the number of total downloads that we have. So that was really cool this year. So thanks so much for listening. And that means that a lot of you have a lot of episodes you haven't listened to.
There's a lot of catching up to be done.
There's a lot of catching up to be done. I thought I had my work cut out for me, but y'all got to go listen to 34 episodes that you didn't hear. So we're going to go over, we're just going to do a quick recap of the season, and then we're going to talk about our personal favorites from each. So January started with a bonus episode, 12 Ingredients for a Perfect Conductor, with Don Schleicher. I just recorded this at a workshop last year. Episode's only 5 minutes long, so I'm not really counting that. The season actually started in February with episode 64 with Joshua Weilerstein, who hosts the Sticky Notes podcast. It's just an awesome talk, and it was our first podcast with another podcaster. So you'll hear more about that. We did, this was our year of podcast guests. We had three on this. The next episode, I actually got to record in person, which was awesome. Episode 65 with Ian Passmore, who I met at the Conductors Guild workshop. I was also having fun with titles, so I said less is more with Ian Passmore. You know, a little bit of rhyming. I don't know. It makes sense with the episode, so I was like, why not do it?
Keep trying, Jeremy.
But it was fun because we got to record in person, and we get to very rarely record in person. It's a totally different experience. And Ian's a cool guy, so I got to meet him. Episode 66 with Oppo Sue, who we've known for a long time from Bard, and we've been trying to get her on the phone, and we finally did. And it was a really great time. Episode 67 with Kenneth Kiesler was our second time talking with him, and we were actually talking with him to promote a Conductors Guild workshop, but of course that got canceled. Then the end of March, we talked with Charles Gambetta about Laban movement analysis and physicality with conductors, and I found out that for 3 years I'd been pronouncing Laban incorrectly. So that was...
Because you called it Laban for a while, Laban, right?
When I was taught Laban for conductors, it was taught to me as Laban. And so that whole episode, I was just like, don't say Laban. Don't say Laban, say Laban. Like, I was just trying to keep myself from pronouncing it incorrectly while we talked with him. And then now, even now, I mean, I still have trouble doing it. And then April starts with our you know, our favorite guest ever, which is Joanne Folletta, on for the third time. She's the only person who's been on for three times. Communication is key with Joanne Folletta right when everything shut down around the world. And this episode was the highest listened for the season, and it's one of our top listened episodes. We'll talk about more about our top listened episodes on episode 100 coming out in just a couple months. So be on the lookout for that. Any comments so far, Luke? I'm going through pretty quick before the noises start.
Nope, you're good.
Okay. Then PT70. Oh, my coffee's cold.
Mine's fresh.
Well, I don't have a pot right next to me. PT70 with Christopher Roundtree. We were trying to get him on the podcast for a while also, and it was totally worth the wait. Then episode 71 was the baton episode with Filigulia of Pagu Batons. We had so many of you guys telling us to do a sponsorship with Phil, so I actually got to meet him when I was in Montreal at the Conductors Guild workshop. We did a baton fitting, and just yesterday, as we're recording this, I got my Pagu baton in the mail for Christmas from my mom. So thank you, Mom, for this Lake Effect flat spot Pagu baton and my engraved podium pencil. So, I mean, the baton's engraved too, but the baton's awesome on itself. Podium pencil also has an engraving. So that was a cool episode. We got to walk around a shop, and that was actually our first video episode. So that one's also on YouTube. After that, let's see. I've got Spotify up on my phone. That's let's see. And all the pictures are real tiny. And most of the names of the guests are not until the end of the title, so I can't actually see who it is. Episode 72 was with Markand Thacker, which a lot of you may know. And actually, I've done a lot with him this year because I met him in Montreal just before that, he'd given me some video review. We did an interview with him, and then I ended up taking his Make Beautiful Music class, and we recorded, Luke and I recorded like an overview of that class. So Markand has had a big presence on the podcast this year. I also read two of his books. So Markand and I are good friends by the end of 2020, and all of that happened in 2020. Then we talked to David Hattner in episode 73 about historic recordings. That was awesome. Our episode with Roderick Cox, PT-74, was really cool. Roderick was you know, one of those pretty big names that we were really lucky to get on. Then episode 75, this is one of the ones we were hanging on to. This was an interview with John Maria Grillo, who is also a two-timer on the podcast now. We met him at Bard as well. He was one of the teachers talking about his conducting course in iClassical Academy and how you can improve your rehearsals with conducting technique. That was another one. We were holding on. That came out in June. I think we probably recorded that in November. And that's just
because... Yeah, it was a while.
Some things came up and some, you know, it was hard to organize. Then, the beginning of our composer series, PT-76 with Gary Kuo. Luke, do you have any notes for that one?
Well, I mean, we'd been talking about having him on the podcast pretty much since day one. It was kind of just figuring out when we felt it was appropriate to have somebody who wasn't conducting related on. And, you know, this season felt like the right time. And, of course, we had another one as well a little later.
Yeah. So Gary Kuo was great. Then we had Teddy Abrams for PT-77. Teddy's also a very big name, and this was a really, really great interview. One that this is definitely one of our hidden gems from this season. That interview only has like 200 listens. I mean, I think everybody should listen to that one.
I think that was the episode I was probably most excited to actually record this whole season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when I was editing it, I was just like, this continues to be gold. So you can probably guess that that might be one of our top three, but you don't know. episode 78 was with Aram Demirjian. That was a great talk. He's music director of the Knoxville Symphony. We talked a lot about local community things. And actually,
just like being involved in the community as much as possible, and that one of the most important aspects of being a music director is that community engagement and, you know, building relationships within the community. And that, you know, it's probably the best and the most wise decision if you're the music director of a, you know, a large symphony somewhere to actually live there so that you can better understand your community and the people that you're trying to serve. It was a really fascinating discussion for sure.
And it had some eerie similarities to the talk we recorded yesterday, which won't hit the podcast feed till January. That's all I'll say. And then PT 79 and 80, which are actually backwards in my Spotify feed. I have 80 and then 79. That's why I had to pause for a second. We're with Julius P. Williams, who is president of the Conductors Guild. He is a composer and conductor. And we actually talked a lot more about composition than we did conducting. This was a really cool, and it was the beginning of an experiment that we were running to cut the episodes into tiny bits, which is why it's two shorter episodes. I was trying to go for the quick dance. That didn't last too long because the next set of three episodes with George Jackson, 81, 82, and 83, are also in that format. They're three, like, 20-minute episodes. And these were also really good. Then we get to 84, which was with Wayne Worthington, who's one of our good friends from Missouri State, our second composer, or our third if we want to count Julius, because he's also very much, I don't know if he's kind of equal composer conductor, but he's definitely not a conductor who composes. He's definitely both, you know. And then Rain is fully a composer, and we talked about her piano a lot. That was a lot of fun. Then we get to PT 85 with Jeffrey Meyer. This is also one that we recorded so long ago, and I don't know why we never released it. I think just because every week we had one that was more, we had one that was time sensitive, but this episode we didn't talk about anything time sensitive, so it just sat, I think, for a long time, for no reason. I mean, it's a great talk. And then we got to PT 86, which was with Caleb Benda, who is our number one fan. Hi there, Caleb.
We're very grateful for his participation and constant support.
Yeah, Caleb is our, we love you, Caleb. We'll hang out and we'll grab a beer sometime. and then 87 with Jaina Himes, which is another one that we held on to for so long just because it was evergreen content. And then we had our second half of our episode with Phil Agulia. So the first half we talked about batons, the second half we talked about his education system, which is really cool, and it was a really hard cut between the two halves, so I cut it into two episodes and saved that. So that's a really, really good one for every single teacher out there should go listen to episode 88, because Phil makes these batons, but he's also a full-time I think high school band director. Mm-hmm. And you know, he is not like a kind of acts like a high school band director, like he is the perfect high school band director. So go listen to that one if you are a teacher. PT 89 was a little bit of a weird one, because I had just finished Marcan's Make Beautiful Music class, and part of what we do for the patrons, and I've been really bad at this, so I gotta record some of these, is for our assistant conductor patrons. Anytime we finish a workshop or work on a score or something, we'll record a little review of the workshop. So you get that information from it, you get a summary, and we talk about it for a little bit. And so one of them we actually released in the podcast feed. That was Podium Time 89. And yeah, actually, Marcan sent me an email a couple days after. I was like, just letting you know, we're gonna put this out if that's okay. And
oh wait, he watched that.
He watched that, and he sent me an email with a couple comments, also clarifying things that we didn't understand. You asked me a question I didn't quite understand, so he sent me an email clarifying some of the things. Marcan's very nice with email. I don't want to blow up his inbox, but you know, send Marcan an email and he'll respond. He's a very nice guy. Episode 90 with Gary Lewis, who is kind of a second time. We had him all the way back in episode 2. And that was actually when we recorded live, and then we got him on the phone for for an individual episode. Can you hear her drinking water? Is it that loud? I can't. I mean, yeah, it's pretty loud. I can barely hear it with my headphones on. So apparently, my dog drinks way too fast. She'll be done in a second. yeah, so Gary was a joy. He's just a short while away from me in Boulder, but his workshop over the summer is just fantastic at Boulder. Very affordable, very good for the price.
And you learn a lot.
You learn a lot, and you stay on the campus, and you get, like the price for housing and food was incredible. So the whole workshop for a week is, you know, like only $1,000, and it's awesome. Like, I can't stress enough how much you should go to Gary's Boulder workshop.
Yeah, the campus is beautiful too. The city's fantastic. It's close to so many wonderful things, and it almost felt like a vacation of sorts.
The hiking is good.
The hiking was very good.
we just went hiking last week. I took last week off of work, and we went hiking in the trails above Boulder. But there was snow. And there was ice, and like, so on the path it had snowed and iced, and I kept slipping. No one else was slipping. Everyone was walking on the snow and ice just fine, and I just like looking like a fool trying to walk.
Have you ever considered that you're just clumsy?
I may be clumsy. I think it was just the shoes I was wearing were really bad, because everyone, it's Boulder. Everyone hikes in appropriate wear. I was wearing jeans and like running shoes, because I don't live in Boulder, so I don't hike every day. Oh boy, Daisy's going. Hey Daisy, could you not do that while we're recording? We're only going to be a couple more minutes. episode 91 was another special podcast friend. This was Tigran Arakelian, who runs the Let's Talk Off the Podium podcast, which started about the same time as us, but we finally got together. So he interviewed me for his, and I interviewed him for Podium Time. So check that one out, and then go check out Let's Talk Off the Podium. Tigran's a conductor, but he's also a radio host. And... and he interviews a lot of big. So he had like George Walker on his podcast a couple years ago.
What is she doing?
She's got a rope and she's just. At least, I mean, she'll in a second she'll probably start jumping around in a circle. Then I'll tell her to stop. Yep, there she goes. Daisy, hey. Next one up is Elizabeth DeBrito. Do you want to talk about her while I mute and get my dog to stop?
Well, she was really fascinating to talk with. Our discussion was really primarily about composers and conductors of color, women, people who are just not known. And one of the things that I'm really passionate about is, you know, music that most people haven't heard, but that's really fantastic and we all should know. And so being able to talk with her and get some names of different composers from, you know, decades, centuries past that everybody should know it was really fun. It was a really good discussion, really deep talk about, you know, some serious things that we should be considering as conductors, especially in 2020. So it's a very enlightening episode, and it's also educational in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth's radio show is great.
It is, yes.
There's so much good music in there. Thank you. I was just making breakfast plans while we stopped Daisy. We went ahead and... there's this breakfast place down the street that we've never been to, so we're gonna order takeout. After that, episode 93 is with John Devlin, our third podcaster on the way. John is one of the founding members of everythingconducting.com, and he's one of the hosts of the Upbeat podcast. So that's another one that I say go listen to every single episode because it's so good. And they've got these ads between their sections that are really funny. Have you listened to any of them yet, Luke?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so they'll like the baton flask and this they're all joke ads, or this like headphone that has a metronome in it with the tempos of the great conductors or whatever. You know, they're joke ads for conductors. I mean, this is a pretty niche podcast, but those jokes are as niche as it gets.
I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, every episode's really good.
I'm in the same boat as everybody else where, you know, my podcast time is in the car driving to gigs, right, and work. And so all this, you know, not having anywhere to go, I haven't been listening to my podcasts.
I think that's why the numbers are down. Plus, we're recording so much more, so people just couldn't keep up with it. After John, we talked to David Leibowitz, episode 94. David was sent to us by Silas Huff, who basically connects us with half of our guests on this podcast. So Silas is running Coffee with the Maestro, which is a little video program he's doing about half an hour each episode. And he's just talking to people, and that's up on YouTube and Facebook. And he said his talk with David Leibowitz just had so many listens. And so we said, also, David's a great guy, so you should talk to David. So we reached out and we talked to him. And then episode 95 was with Anna Edwards, who also works with everythingconducting.com. And we talked a lot about, you know, programming and diversity, and her dissertation is actually really fascinating. It's about female conductors and the perceptions and the movements and how, like, it's more than just like it's pretty complicated, actually. Like, what words, just go. I mean, go.
She also has, yeah, I was going to say, she also has a very interesting path to the podium, where she kind of breaks a lot of molds that we kind of think as conductors, you know, that once you become a high, you know, there's a difference between a high school conductor and, you know, professional conductors. And, you know, she broke free from all of that. And it's a really interesting story. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the last episode of the season was episode 96 with Miguel Hart Bedoya that just came out as our previous. So 96 is the last episode in the feed when this comes out. And Miguel is starting a undergraduate conducting program at Nebraska Omaha, which is, you know, really weird here in the States. I think his will only be the third undergraduate conducting program, but it's like in Europe and everywhere. I didn't realize that's normal. It's
yeah. We just talked about this yesterday.
We just talked about it yesterday in that other one.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize that we learned yesterday is that they don't really have a doctorate in conducting overseas. They do in musicology, but not in the performance arts. So that was a little weird. Anyway, that's every episode that we posted in 2020. Some of them were recorded in 2019, actually. But that's all of them. So now, our top episodes. So how about I go first, and then we'll go back and forth. Does that sound okay, Luke? Okay. So my first of three is, you can probably guess, Teddy Abrams was just an incredible episode. It was so much fun to talk with him. We had to schedule that out like 4 months in advance because he's so busy. He's a very big name, very young, but, you know, very advanced as a musician and as a leader. So we, you know, talking about how to, you know, make your orchestra mean something in your community. And he's out there, he's playing clarinet with bands. Like he's being a part of music festivals. And, you know, he's also breaking that mold of orchestras or just orchestras. So one thing that I think about a lot was that he said we need to stop thinking of orchestras as performing organizations and, like, let your players go out and do stuff and understand that you are a service organization for your education programs and for your community and not just an orchestra. So episode 77 with Teddy Abrams is, like, up there at the top. Absolutely, everyone should go listen to that one. Okay. Luke, what's your...
One of my top three, we just talked about it, was Anna Edwards. Just, I think her path to the podium was just really fascinating, especially someone who has a unique and rather different path to the podium and really path into music altogether. I really enjoy talking to people who maybe didn't have a similar path, but, you know, had... just approached the whole thing from a very different perspective, yet still found a way to be successful at it. And I think that's really great. And then, of course, her work with Diane Whitry and all the other things that she's done, research that she's doing, really, really fascinating episode. So that's definitely one of my top three.
Yeah, and she does these really cool lists for everythingconducting.com. So she did... Mm-hmm. Like 10 holiday pieces by underrepresented composers and 10 chamber orchestra pieces by underrepresented composers. So these really, I mean, they're interesting, they're fascinating, but they're also really practical because, like, here's literally some music that you can perform right now that's fantastic by, you know, so you don't have to go searching for inclusion. I mean, she's doing
it. She's done all the work for you.
And it's such fantastic music. So yeah, awesome. My next favorite is the three-part episode 81, 82, and 83 with George Jackson. So when we talked to George last year, he was just such a joy. He actually reached out to us. He sent us a message asking if we would be interested in talking with him because he comes from Europe. And he's very active guest conducting. And I was like, yeah, of course. And so we got him on the phone and we talked with him. And it was like, he was such a friendly guy, so fascinating. I really like his headshots. Like, his pictures are really cool. I like the outfit he's wearing and the whole aesthetic of his headshots. But the episode's not just his headshots. The thing that really, like, besides that just being a fun talk, what really blew me away was, like, the shift in paradigm that the podium time is all that matters. I mean, this podium time that you're listening to right now, that is really all that matters. But in your conducting education, it was
And these are facts, America. These are... and facts are facts.
but in your education, like he said, what part of what was good about his program was that you didn't get that much podium time because you prepared so well. So that, I mean, that's a paradigm that I was like, oh my God, yeah, the quality is more important than the quantity of your podium time. Because, you know, if you're just up on the podium, you can be learning nothing, even if you are conducting. But if it's really focused and really intentional in how you prepare that music and how you prepare for the podium. So, I mean, George was a delight to talk to, and he just totally blew my mind with that. So that's episodes 81, 82, and 83. And they're very clearly delineated. We talked about trust in guest conducting, and then we talked about podium time, and then we talked about how he performs a lot of Steve Reich music and, you know, how to attract audiences. So that was one of my favorites.
Jeffrey Myers episode, you know, it was, we recorded it quite a while ago, but there was so much good information in there. You know, he's a very interesting guy. He, you know, is very laid back. The conversation was, you know, just very, very chill and relaxed. And, he has a different demeanor about him. And that I wouldn't typically peg for a conductor. But I think that's part of what makes him interesting. What episode number was that, Jeremy?
That was 85. And I'm looking up the show notes to remind myself. I've got so many podium time episodes in my brain.
Like 96 of them.
We talked about, because he teaches at a lot of workshops and he teaches conducting students. So we talked about how to feel confident on the podium when you're not confident, which is something we just don't discuss ever. Like, we talk about how to conduct, but we never talk about, like, oh my God, I'm scared. Like, I don't know what to do.
That's because to say that we lack confidence is to show weakness. And as conductors, we can't show any weakness.
So Jeffrey Myers was great. And I found out I'd been spelling his name wrong all this time when I prepared everything. And then I went and looked at his, and I was like, oh God, I spelled his name wrong on literally everything. So I had to go back and redo all of our graphics and all of our pictures and all of our episodes. And I missed it in one place and he caught it. And I was like, God damn it. God damn it. Why didn't I just look it up from the beginning? And then my third favorite episode was with John Devlin, from Everything Conducting and the Upbeat podcast. John is so personable, and he's very personal, but also very professional. And like, he really knows what he's talking about and how to talk about it. If you listen to that episode, it was one of the most personal, but also the most like formally, like it was just a really tight interview. And I met him at the Henry Fogel like audition conduct, not audition, cover letter, resume interview workshop, because John was talking about what he did and like the ideas that John talks about in there, and just like how to make a creative concerts and how to do a commission well, just like blew my mind. I was like, well, of course, that's so obvious. Why don't we do that? Like, yeah, make a commission more than just a piece that you commission. Like, do something with it. Like, be creative in its conception and its significance. So, innovative concert design with John Devlin is my third of my top three. Not in any order, but that's a really good one, especially if you're designing concerts. And again, go listen to the Upbeat podcast. Add that one to your rotation, because they do it very, very well. And the conducting ads are real funny. And they have two each ad. Like, they come up with so much stuff. Like, I don't know how they do it. And then Luke's final is... Do you want the number?
Well, it was like, what, the second episode of the season? Because it's Oppo.
Oppo is 66.
Yeah.
Episode 66.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, it's a good number. Anyway.
I said that earlier, and Luke was like, execute Oppo 66.
Anyway, we... So I knew of Oppo before I really got into conducting.
That's right.
Because
we didn't just meet her at Bard.
Yeah, she was the music director and conductor for the Springfield Symphony here in town. Many years ago, I want to say it was in the early 90s.
I feel like I've heard up to 99. Like, it was when we were kids.
I want to say she started in 92.
Yeah, I don't know the dates off the top of my head. But yeah, she used to run the orchestra in our town.
Yeah, so she has a history here in Springfield. And my teacher at MSU, Dr. Kelt, he, you know, knew her from when he was in school. He also attended MSU, and she was the conductor when he was there. So when Jeremy brought up the whole idea of Bard, Oppo was going to be one of the guest conductors and lecturers there. So I got really excited, and we looked her up on YouTube, and she has some phenomenal, like, the music that she pulls from those ensembles is just incredible. And I think a lot of it does have to do with the fact that she's just so charismatic as a conductor. And so I was just super excited to get to learn from her at Bard. It was a long, long 5 weeks. And having her be the last week was a really good way to end the program, just because, as I said, she's just such a charismatic person, you know, and her love of music and conducting is so evident in just the way she talks and teaches, and it's contagious. And it was an incredible experience. And so we, as Jeremy said, we've been trying to get her on the podcast for a while, but she's very busy.
And she lives literally across the world.
Yeah. Yep. So, finally getting her on the podcast and just being able to sit down and just talk with her was just really fascinating. She's a incredible conductor and a wonderful, wonderful person to just talk to.
We're both getting
hungry. Are
you back? I'm back. Okay. We're both getting hungry. Awesome. So that's every episode from 2020 and our top episodes from 2020. Go listen to them, because a lot of those episodes don't have nearly as many listens as we used to be getting all the time.
Not that listens are the most important thing, but
I want everybody to get that awesome information that our guests have to share. Okay, so then another couple special things. I mean, that's the bulk of this episode. We've got a couple other fun little things, is that this was the year of having podcasters on the podcast. So we had three podcasters on the podcast. We started the season with Joshua Weilerstein, who runs the Sticky Notes podcast, and he does a lot of... He runs an orchestra in Lucerne. Oh, God, I can't remember who runs what now. And then... Let's see. Yeah, the Sticky Notes podcast is his podcast. And he does, like, these really cool program notes. Like, his is really good. Then Tigran Arakelian, again, runs Let's Talk Off the Podium, and I did an episode with him. And then John Devlin and the Upbeat podcast. So this was the podcast collab crossover season. We got a little bit more feedback from our listeners, and I started putting time codes in the episodes so that you can see at what point we talk about something. And I noticed the other day that if you're listening in Spotify, I don't know if this is going to work. If you're listening in Spotify, the time codes are highlighted in white, and you can just click on them, and it goes to that part. And I was like, hey, that's cool. None of the other podcast players do it, and I don't actually do anything. All I do is put the time in the thing, and Spotify figured that out. So that's pretty cool. Also, all of our episodes have time codes now. Also, I played around with the format of our pictures and our titles, whatever. There's some fun stuff. Next year...
I think that's it, yeah.
Well, we're going to have a new website next year.
That's right.
It's not being built yet, but it will be being built. I've been talking about this for a very long time, and we have enough Patreon money to build a new website, but I've been putting it off because it's a lot of work. but I'm building a WordPress website for a pretty significant orchestra. You know, it's a big job, so I understand WordPress way better now. So I'm really confident that I can get a Podium Time website put together quickly. So that I am going to do that next year. I'm going to get us a new website. It's going to look better. It's going to work better. It's going to be more professional, and we have the Patreon money to do it. So I've just gotta do it, and the Podium Time website's going to look much nicer at some point next year. I'm not sure when, but we will have a new website.
All you gotta do is. Do it.
Yeah, I just got to do it. Well, again, the one I'm building right now is... So I actually got on my personal website the other day, which is on Squarespace, and I was like, I'm going back to WordPress just because I know WordPress so well now. Like, screw it. I'm going back to WordPress because I actually know how to use it. And then episode 100 is coming. We've got some fun stuff planned. We're still figuring out exactly what that's going to be, but we may do a live recording and a live Q&A, but what we're definitely going to do is send out a Google form and take some questions, take some comments, read some reviews. We're going to take nominations for the best episode of Podium Time ever, which doesn't just include the ones we recorded this year, but all 99 of them, I guess, at that point. No, because this Vishwas episode is part one and part two under the same number, so we will actually have had 100 episodes of Podium Time in the feed by that time. I think there was maybe one other, but yes, actually 100 episodes. This is a tangent that doesn't matter. We will take nominations and we will take votes. Don't you jump up on the couch. You're going to knock my microphone over. Stop it. And so if you want to be featured in episode 100 via your question or your comment or anything, be on the lookout for that Google Doc or that Google form. You know, we'll put it on the social media. We'll put it in the show notes. We'll send it out to our email list. We'll put it everywhere because 100 episodes, man, that's cool. and it only took us, what, three and a half years? We started August 2017. Oh, God, she's going to jump. Don't jump on the couch. Okay, so before my dog knocks over my microphone, any final words, Luke?
I do hope everyone has a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
If you don't celebrate, I hope you have a wonderful end to this year. That alone is worth celebrating.
New Year's is coming. It's right around the corner. This should be coming out on December 28th, so you're only 3 days away from the other side of whatever this was. Awesome. So, good year for the podcast. We had a lot of awesome episodes. Go get caught up if you haven't listened to all of them. If you're still listening to this, thank you for listening to this whole episode of us just rambling about the past year. But I thought this would be fun instead of releasing an interview for a between season special. So we'll see you all on January 11th, and then not too much longer for episode 100. So watch out for more information on that. I think a live stream would be fun. I think we could, you know, for a couple hours, we can do some fun stuff. Maybe we can have some past favorites join us online. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, that would be fun. We'll figure it out.
I've known this was coming. Like back in episode 60, I was like, "Yo, we're gonna have to figure out what to do for episode 100." And I just haven't touched it until this week. And now I'm like, oh, "Episode 100's coming. I gotta figure out what we're gonna do." Yeah. So thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the podcast. As always, a thanks to all of our patrons for sending us a couple bucks a month. That really helps us. You know, it's going to help us get that new website. It pays for our Zoom membership and our website, our podcast hosting, and a couple other things. So thanks so much, and have happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all the things. You know, best of everything from the Podium Time team here. All right. Anything else? We're going to go get some breakfast now.
I'm going to eat a donut that's just right around my computer.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. We could have breakfast here, but we eat out so infrequently. We're going to order from that place down the street.
You do that, Jeremy.
I'm real excited. Okay. I'm going to get some bacon. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.